It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Ray. All right. Just believe that no matter how long it takes, justice might be served at the end of the day. I'm saying this because Tupac's alleged killer has just been locked up. Fam. Mm. Kiffy D was cracking.
How many years, though?
Is he going to get?
I think it's been 27 years.
Yeah. I mean, the guy did the... I mean, he allegedly did the crime when he was 40-something. Now the guy is like 60-something.
I'm telling you, it's
catch
crazy.
My guy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's looking like we are gathered again to celebrate, to enjoy, and just say a couple things about what's happening in the world. It's the 4Play Podcast brought to you by 96.9 Cool FM Kano, and when you hear the goons in the house, it's time for y'all to pay close attention. Catch us twice monthly on the podcast, available on our website, www.coolfm.ng. Mr. Mega with a double G in the house. Who else is in here?
Present!
Talkie, that is.
And yes, we've got the Blue Magic
in the building. And of course, her.
Hey, guys.
Her. Yes. What's cracking? Now, today we are going to be celebrating Customer Service Week. Please, let's give it up for all the customer service workers around the country.
Yes. Only the good ones.
Yes. Even the bad ones, they will get a round of applause too, because they are letting us know how bad customer service can be. Look, the celebration is going to last all week long, from the 2nd of October up until Friday, the 6th of October. And I think this particular episode is dropping on a Friday, right?
Yes.
Oh, so fantastic. It's just perfect. Now, we are going to look at customer service generally in Nigeria. It could cut across...
You know how Mr. Mega said, now we are going to look at... And that sound like something from the classroom.
Voila!
There's a clip somewhere. No, I digress. Yes. There's a clip somewhere of the guy saying, today we're going to look at what you get when you mess around. You know that?
Yes. Wait, has a graph. Mess around and find out.
The more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me see customer service.
Yes. So now we are going to look at how. Okay, you know what? Generally, let's even grade customer service before we get to find out. Because in as much as we want to talk about the negatives, we have to appreciate the positive as well. So if we have customer service employees who are listening and they feel like they're on the positive side, they'll be like, yeah, these guys are actually appreciating us. So yeah, because every time we want to talk about stuff like that, everybody's always focused on the negative. So generally, has been customer service, I won't say in Nigeria, but maybe
let's bring it home.
Yeah, maybe let's focus in Kano. Yeah,
Blue
generally.
Blue Magic has been hanging out a lot, going
exposing
himself to service.
Exposing
himself to service. So
okay.
Let him go first and tell us all the places you've been around in Kano. How would you rate the customer service you've received?
Yeah.
Let's not even talk about the banks yet, because this
those people have
their own session. On the last day,
I'll be very honest with you. I'm dreading anything that's going to take me tonight to Kano Bank. I am dreading
it's Nigerian bank, so
I mean, I think Kano is on top of it, or maybe I don't just know, but I know Kano Banks. I've never had a nice experience with Kano Banks, and I don't anything that's going to take me to bank in Kano. I'm trying everything I can to avoid it. All right. So that being said, what's been a great experience in
There's
Kano?
A trick I use. Okay. When it comes to banks and customer service, and not everybody's privileged to be who we are, right?
Well,
so, because it's just a few of us, and we happen to know some people like that. So, me, I don't have any business with any bank. I don't know anybody. If you see me, any bank, I know somebody, and before I go there, I've called you, man, I'm coming, this is what I want. And if I have to be at the bank, then I really have to be.
Now, my own case...
Otherwise, they're going to run it for me from the outside.
My own case is kind of like different. I don't know why. There's this conscience thing with me, especially when I know for a fact that I'm going to a place, maybe a bank, for example, that is super crowded.
Yeah.
I'm always like, man, I feel a certain type of way when I jump.
I'm not even going to go there, man.
Exactly. No, that's me. I know. People are, the black, I don't even want them to recognize me. So yeah. I'll probably just look for one place and just squeeze myself. And I'll follow the line. I don't know. I feel a certain way. I feel a certain way if I'm giving that
special treatment. If I was there, I could have followed the line, but I know it didn't go. I ran my transaction from home.
So I have a friend of mine that told me something that happened to him. So he went, there was a long queue. As a matter of fact, I don't even think the bank in question was allowing people in at the time. And then he came, he called this guy. You know how Nigeria is. Yeah, he called this guy. And then the guy sneaked him in. So he was done with what he wanted to do. And then on his way out, they wanted to mob my brother.
Who wanted to? People that were
the
waiting.
People that were waiting outside.
Oh, here we go. Detox.
Do you understand?
If they this wanted. Is then, I will not go. I will make the phone call.
Whoa. I like it, though. So what were the questions? We're asking me questions like.
No, they wanted to beat him up. And then he had to explain to them that he didn't go there for any bank services. Mm. That he just went there to greet somebody and do and help them out. That he's done. He's now leaving.
Mm.
That was the excuse.
While we're in the conversation, I've seen you guys have been having a lot of fun with this bank thing. While we're in the conversation of having banks, I want to. Bankers, customer service attendants are really nice people. But I don't know what it is with like female and female relations with banks. I don't know what it is. Like, you will see a guy will go into the bank and there's a female attendant and she's so nice. Me, I'm not a rude person. If I go inside the bank, I'm being nice because I want to finish and go. But you see, you go and meet like a female customer care attendant and she's looking at you like, oh my goodness, who is this cheap rat that is coming from one place that does not have a name? She's probably coming from like one inch. I don't know why the female attendants or female bankers are so rude to female customers. I don't know what it is. Whether you look broke or you look well to do, you dress well or you dress scattered, they are still rude to you as long as you're a female. Like, what is the problem? I even saw this video of this girl and she was like, oh, more, you know, go better for female customer care attendants in the bank, because why is it that when a man goes there, you people are nice, laughing, smiling and all of that, but when a female goes, you people start
isn't that normal though?
No, like, because now, you are a customer care representative.
Yeah, ideally,
you're supposed to treat everybody the same. So what exactly is the problem? Why you feel like I'm not interested in your traffic?
The guy is the agent and a girl comes for service. The guy, they throw us for the back of the back queue.
They even call a number.
They will treat the lady best. The guy will stand up from his seat, yeah, go to the back of the office and solve your problem.
I've not seen a guy do that one before.
Yeah.
I've not seen a guy do that one before. The guys that I've seen are customer service representatives in banks. They treat both male and female the same. In fact, depending on the kind of male, self, they will even leave you the female if you're not looking too well to do and treat the male that is looking well to do.
Objection?
No, it's not. Oh, boss, what do you need? Boss, what do you need? For you know it, they've treated the man, they finished with the man, and you're still sitting down there waiting. But like, their own is not as bad as the females. The females, their own, when they just see a lady, it's like their nose goes up and they just start judging.
Now, woman do woman.
It's crazy. Like, you guys really need to stop being so trashy when you will see other ladies. Like, I didn't do anything to you.
So, but
you have
does
the same
this
breast,
happen? This
the same
ladies,
vagina.
This, oh, vagina, you got me. I can't even remember what I was saying. Scarlett, reset my brain with vagina.
Okay, vaginizes right now, sir.
It's Cool FM Cano's Foreplay Podcast.
Before your point.
Okay, what I was trying to say is this women to women customer, whatever you're talking about, does it only happen at the bank? When you step into a restaurant, do you get better service from a lady serving you, the fuel attendant?
The ladies at supermarkets and like eateries, if I go, I've seen like some really, really nice ladies that are nice to you too. But I noticed that one thing with customer representatives in like supermarkets and stuff, or like attendants in Kano, is that they are very slow. I don't know what it is. They are very, very slow. You will stand there for them to attend to you and they will just be very, very sluggish and slow and feeling like as if, oh, why did I come to work today?
Your point, say it actually, before you forget.
I think I actually forgot it.
Revaginalize it.
Say vagina, please, Scarlett.
Vagina.
No, that's not the way you said it the first time. Say it in a very soft, in a very smooth tune.
So, being honest, speaking about Scarlett's experience in the bank, I think I've had to take a lady out on a date. And yeah, it happens. It's life. So I took this lady out.
Customer service.
Exactly. So to me, I felt everything was okay. But then the lady felt, I don't know, she felt like the customer service didn't treat her well. I can't remember exactly.
Was it here in Kano?
Oh no, it wasn't in Kano.
Ah, because if it is Kano, they do that one a lot. It looks like as if women do not exist in this town.
Do you understand?
Like if you go out with a guy, they would garnish the guy with so much of respect and then garnish you with, you are invisible.
Is that yeah thinking that you know,
is the man that is
paying the bills
at the end of the day? So you have to impress the man so that when you're getting tips,
you go out with a lady and then the customer service doesn't even send, doesn't even care about
the
lady.
Then know the answer, your papa.
Come on, do your job.
Try staring at you like, come, auntie, chop this food, make the guy pay me to go out.
No, nah, it's not your business. You do your job.
But then again, somehow I feel like this boils down to human beings being customer cares, assistants, right? I feel like everybody, even the male, have their personal interests, which overrides themselves as being customer service. And it's not as if I'm trying to advocate for AIs coming up to take up the job or maybe robots coming up to take up the jobs. But then, one way or the other, the whole human nature overrides the whole idea of customer service, right? And I think that may be the reason why we're having issues like this. Because in a guy's case, the guy might just be looking at the guy. He wants to get something from them, from the guy. He's trying to get a bigger tip from the guy. Because it also happens in a bank.
Yeah.
It also happens in restaurants and all of that. So why I'm saying this, I need us to just come together and leave as one, please.
I feel like, personally, maybe it's the lack of training.
Thank you.
Because I remember, okay, let me use an example now. There's some security guards. Mm. They know that they are not supposed to beg you for money. Mm-hmm. It's not a job. Matter of fact, there are some, the moment they beg and you raise the matter up with HR stuff, they get fired.
Yeah.
You're not expected to see someone who drives into a place and then you're like, but then again, some of them want to be smart about it and they'll just, it's this lovely treatment they give you. Ah, my guy, my bro, how's it going now?
You can see through it.
You can see through it. Look, at the end of the day, this guy just wants something. So if you're willing to give without them asking, they'll be like, oh man, I don't ask the guy. The guy just look me, he just give me, he just tip me. So you are good.
And speaking of, go ahead.
Yeah, so please, what I wanted to hammer on is the fact that there's a need, especially in Kano. Number one, I have to be honest, dressing. It used to be a problem back then because the customer service rep is like the first person that you communicate with when you step into an office. And that person has to be like an image of it. Back then, you just see someone dressed. They'll wear Arsenal jersey, Barcelona jersey. You'll be wondering, how did this person... What if I demand you fan? You understand?
I'm looking at you now. I want to close my account.
My guy go wear Patrice Dupas. Come to do customer. Are you looking at? What's really happening?
There's a guy where I go to buy fuel. This, see how fuel costs. This guy, when I go and buy fuel, he will be asking me, "Oga, how far? How far with what?"
$15
per liter.
Yeah.
I am here. I'm coming to buy fuel at your station. For now, I think you should be thanking me and give me at least a candy.
Yes.
Thanks for coming.
Exactly.
You see, they tax me on top. What kind of customer service is this? Please, fuel attendant, don't be taxing anybody now. It's not nice.
Restaurant people, please, if the food is going to take 15 minutes, tell me it's probably going to take 20. Please, because there are so many of them here in Kano, they will leave you hanging. I don't want to mention names because they might probably have to come and defend themselves, but there are some that are just notorious with it. You know for a fact that this is how many minutes it's going to take. There are some that actually have a timer. Like the moment that stuff, yeah, the moment that stuff doesn't, you know, you don't get your whatever during a particular time, they tell you, okay, you know, we'll give you a little day for wasting your time. Hey, something like that. Maybe to get them on their toes and stuff.
But
please, oh, the timing, we should get our food as at when we want it, because stomach, a hungry man, is an angry man. So
let me make reference to something I spoke about on radio. Customer and boundaries, right?
Yeah.
Guy walks into the restaurant, the music is too loud. He says, hey guys, turn it down. And the guys, the customer guys, service people say, no, it's not in your place as a customer to request that we turn down the music at a restaurant. I mean, because the next person might say, oh, I like this one, turn it up. So, I mean, but as customers, we need to understand our boundaries too. So, situations like that, I mean, restaurant wrong, right? What do you think?
Personally, I feel like there's no wrong, there's no right, but there's just something that is acceptable.
Yes.
Let's be honest, there are certain places where the music can be loud. I don't know, I'm not concerned with any other person enjoying it though. But if there's one customer that is not enjoying it, you have to make amends.
So then, what about the 100 other people who are vibing to it?
The guy did not say shut the music down.
Yeah.
He's only saying it's loud. You can drop the volume down a bit. What if that customer has an ear problem? And there are certain decibels of sound that he's supposed to take in at a particular point in time. I mean, you have to respect that customer as well.
So if
it's a medical situation, you have to say, okay, you don't have to be insensitive to that one customer because other people are enjoying the music. He's not saying shut down. If you say shut down the music, Omo, I'm sorry. If it's my spot, you have to leave.
Me, I don't think people should step into a public place and request that you reduce the volume.
What if
you're in a club?
What I want to say about something like that is like, as a customer, if you are planning to go to a certain place, you should know that there are like guidelines or what they do there or how they play their music and everything. Not every place caters to everybody. There are places that are for some certain people and not for some certain people. So if you want to go to a club, you're not expecting that they will now turn the volume down of the music so that you'll be comfortable. You might even sit close to the speakers and then your ear is blowing off. So don't go to the club if you know that you cannot take that voltage of sound. I mean, it's just what it is. But my own is, as a customer service representative, you are supposed to know some certain and ethics or whatever to treating a customer, not just be lousy and weird. I beg, it's too much.
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
I just remembered when Scarlett said she notices that they are super slow. For one thing, I know that they want to be accurate, because I've seen a situation where some of those,
because when they make mistakes, it's all on them, man.
Detox is not funny. I've seen a situation where the owner of the business is literally going to like whitewash you. You make you feel like you are less of a human. Because I remember there was a time I went to this spot to go make some payments, and they said, look, we're no longer taking POS. And I was pissed off. I said, the country said we should go cashless. Why wouldn't you? Why this place, as big as this place, you don't have POS? And the lady explained to me that it was not their fault, but that they were having issues with reconciliation. Oga say, I don't believe in POS, so people they pay, I know they see receipts. How you take defend them? You cannot defend it. So as far as I'm concerned, give me cash. I cannot do POS. So sometimes they might want to be slow because they don't want to make a mistake, because you know at the end of the day it's going to fall back on
just their
pockets.
Employ people who can be fast and not make mistakes.
That's smart.
Because
that's,
you want me, some people don't get work, why are you like this? In this difficult time
suffer because you cannot be fast.
It's not like it's dead slow, Sha.
Dead slow now.
It could be faster. It's not snail slow. It just could be faster, right?
And all those car wash people always entering somebody's glove compartment and carrying things. Bad customer service. Just know it. It's very bad.
Until tomorrow, my USB cable.
Something I bought, charger is gone.
That year, I didn't find it though.
I went to one place. I tested the guy with 200 naira in my. I'm never coming back here.
You were not informed.
Why do I feel like this one is big man's problem?
They stole my guy's Bluetooth speaker. He's not in car. Car wash, yo.
Blue Magic, we are prepping your mind, though. Get ready, yo.
If the guy says,
put anything valuable, then move on.
Once he says, I didn't see.
There's nothing you can do, yeah.
You know, we bring police. This guy still say, no, see ya.
And you know, you guys, yes, no evidence.
So,
yo, it's another episode of the 4Play Podcast. We having fun. Episode 11 going down, and we are celebrating Customer Service Week. 4Play Podcast brought to you by 96.9 Cool FM. Connor, you can always catch us on socials doing our thing, posting clips and getting you prepped for a brand new episode. Please check us out at Cool FM Connor across board. Now, I know we've advised some certain businesses on certain things that they need to do, because we have to look at the positive, we have to look at the bad side, the good, bad and the ugly, and try to, you know, before we even get there, any other, you know, spots where you can, where you enjoyed, like, where's good? When is anything good, safe? Where are the good things?
One good thing. There are some places.
Okay. Okay. I have one more bad thing.
Please,
one
let's get, we done with the baddies.
Yes.
Baddy.
But please, the guys that, I don't know if you can term them as customer service representatives, but the guys who are employed to open the doors for people when they come to like an eatery or a store, what exactly is your problem? Like, this one is up close and personal. What exactly is your problem?
They open door for you.
My goodness. If you know how many times there was this place I went to buy skincare stuff. Now your skincare is not cheap. Your skincare is expensive. And I want to come and buy. And the guy is sitting right by the door. You see somebody coming and he's just sitting there and looking at me. I literally opened the door myself, closed the door myself.
That's like your job.
And then I finished buying what I needed to buy. And I went back and he was just sitting down there. Oh, God did not even send my papa. I'm the one that opened the door and then closed the door and left. I went to another place to buy stuff. I don't know, maybe as they looked at me, maybe they thought I was a cleaner or something, because I looked very tattered that day. I went to buy pillow. So I really didn't care. I went to get green juice because I think they sell green juice there. Look at me, I'm at the door. Oh, God is just sitting down there, he's looking at me. It was when I went to the counter and then he saw that, oh, I'm actually a customer that has come. In fact, everybody there that was selling, they just sat down and they were looking while I was walking to the counter. Nobody said anything. It's when I now said, are you guys selling? That's when they now stood up and like, okay. Then I now ordered what I wanted and it was a little bit expensive. And everybody started running around. Are you okay? Ma, are you good?
So we have to give an award to Scarlett for the person with the worst customer service experience.
I have the worst customer service in this panel.
Yeah, you have to take
the
it, man.
The worst.
No competition there.
You guys should really, really step up because it's really annoying.
And I think that the fact that they kept you there, maybe so, it's been probably like an age thing. Look at, she's young.
Yes, yeah, not girl.
Me, I have to be like this old man to come and be opening door for
you. But that's
you.
Not your job now.
Normal.
Just do your job. Your one job is to sit or stand there and open doors.
Very
it doesn't
easy.
Matter who's coming in. Just
people
open
have
the damn door.
For my small statue. It's so unfair.
Yes, imagine Scarlett were done buying the stuff. Mm. And they see that, you know, she actually came and bought certain things. And they just walk to the door and stand and look at the guy like, okay, what happens next?
After I ordered everything, he was now opening the door and closing for me.
Oh, now I get it.
So obviously, he was like, oh, small girl, what can she afford?
Yeah.
And when I now bought the store, she was
never
like, oh.
They never see Scarlett's account.
Oh, don't be the female version.
Come for the gist.
You ready?
Hey, stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play Podcast.
Let's do this.
Let's talk about tips. Have you had to give tips for, you know, maybe a good customer service experience?
That's how much bad customer service I've gotten. That the ones that the few, I think it's like two or three that I've actually been nice. Just in time. In fact, they've done their, it's not like they were nice. They did their job. They didn't do anything extra. I still gave them tip because every other one has been horrendously bad.
Yeah. No, I mean, tips are 9 out of 10 times, I don't, not to sound bougie, but 9
probably have a girlfriend.
Nine out of 10 times, we try to give tips.
Yeah.
That's the way, and for some, me, I go to, there are places I go to, and that's where I go to. So, hardly will you see me at where I don't go to. Whatever that means. So,
yeah.
I mean, so, and you know, maybe those are the reasons why I hardly have bad customer service.
Yeah.
Or
because those places are big man places. So the customer service there knows that, oh, anybody coming here is a person of influence.
I didn't say I was going to.
I didn't say I was going to treat the person well. That's it.
Sometimes you don't need to talk this thing.
I have my places that I go. It does not mean they are big man places, but you try to give tips because this is how you get, and you know, when you they don't really pay them that well, so they are counting on those small tips to add up to do this and
that.
I'll be very honest. I'll be very, very honest. Since I came to Kano, I can count how many times I've tipped. I've had to tip in one hand, right? I can count it in one hand. And why is my voice getting tinier? So,
you know they tip now. You know they give tips.
Show love now, Blue Man. Show love to boy. They should show me love, oh. They should show me love. I don't want to feel like I'm coming to a place where I don't know anyone, and then you know I'm not getting love. I need love now. I mean, out of all the places I need love in Kano. Of all the places. Do you understand?
So and tips, so, you have to earn it, child.
Exactly.
You get.
This is not the US where a tip is being put on the receipt and you must pay. You cannot force us to pay if your customer service
is trashy.
Is
that what they used to do? Oh, I didn't know.
No, in the US
like
most
pay tips.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So, I have to point. I have. Oh my god.
They pus meat inside your food. Food.
With pus.
Listen, I have to applaud someone. There was one guy I went to buy from, right? I was done buying.
Give him free advert. Tell them where you bought it from.
Where? I think it's Barakat store.
Oh, okay.
So I was done buying and I was leaving. And the guy said, No, come. I came back. He gave me candies.
Wow. You know, funny thing is, another person might go to the same place.
Yeah.
The worst.
My point is, these little things, they're very, very tiny. They're very little. Do you understand? He goes a long way.
And you see no tip that guy.
Yes, there's this man.
Is there a possibility that it could be your change? Maybe you were not aware of it.
It's not my child. I'm sure. I bought with a card. Nice. I didn't have cash. Yeah. At the time.
There's a man I buy egg from. He's really nice to me. Very, very nice man. The man helps me carry my stuff, like when I finish buying the egg.
You get.
And then
keeps
me outside for me.
What's
so
his
like
name? What's this man's name?
The man stays at Barakat store. That's the market.
Barakat be getting good ratings, man.
You know,
but not inside Barakat, though. The place where they sell veggies.
Oh, John.
The place where they sell vegetables, though, because Barakat food house.
No, go. I mean, I think, Chow, in Kano, the place that I've seen, maybe because they're new, Chow, Coolio guys, the people who serve at Coolio, they really do.
These are the bougie places you're talking about.
They really come correct. When you step in, you know that, these guys want to collect your bag.
And I won't lie, the experience at Coolio is not bad. I won't lie, actually.
Wow, I've never really paid.
Change your friends. Go with Detox and you will be covered.
No, I've not paid anything with my money at Coolio, so I don't really know what the experience. Because all that pay.
You see, this is why they'll be looking at the lady like, oing. Like that kind of.
It's not that I cannot afford to go there myself and pay. It's just that the times I've gone
there, the guys will not allow you to pay.
It's someone else that is paying.
Such nice people.
But it's Mr. Scarlett now. A body like this will go to club and be paying. It's somehow now. Do you understand?
We will not let that happen.
At all.
Why as we are in this town?
Yes.
Coolio, shut down. Who the Zuzu?
Yo, it's a wrap on this episode of the 4Play Podcast. We have to say, look, kudos to all those who are ensuring that their customer service is top notch. If you know your establishment, your company, your restaurant, your field station isn't up there, look, make research to ensure that these guys get the trainings that they need so they too can compete with the very best, all right? Now, we've mentioned a couple names of some places here. You know, if you're doing good, you get mentioned. Sometimes if you're doing bad as well, you know what I mean? We're just showing love and ensuring that you do what's needful. There you go. Peace out from us. We'll see you another time on the 4Play Podcast. Remember, www.coolfm.ng is where you need to go to catch new episodes. Peace.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.